The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the dominion of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, and surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is how the ancestors treated the false prophets. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters and friends, today we join the cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, the saints who walked the path of faith and loved in hope. And I want us to listen closely to the radical, life-altering words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Plain, according to Luke. This passage is not just an ancient advice. It is a manifesto of the kingdom of God that turns our world upside down and challenges everything we think we know about success, happiness, and power. And I've got two things that I want to highlight in this text. And the first one is the great reversal. Jesus begins with his eyes fixed on his disciples, the often overlooked, the marginalized, the struggling, and he pronounces a profound truth. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom. Blessed are you who are hungry. Blessed are you who weep now, and for those who hate you. And again, on the one side, the counter shock of the woes. Woe to you who are rich, who are full, and who laugh now. And this is a great reversal. Jesus is not saying that poverty, hunger, and grief are good in themselves, or all rich people are lost. He is proclaiming that the kingdom of God is breaking in right now, and its values are the exact opposite of the world's. If you are poor or hungry or weeping now, your hope is not in your current circumstances, but in the certainty of God's future, a future of justice, fullness, and eternal joy. My friends, if you listen, if you feel overlooked, and if you are broken or suffering for the righteousness' sake, I want to say this morning, take heart. You stand on the rock face of God's restoration. Your current struggle is a sign that your heart is aligned with a God who lifts up the humble and pours out his blessings on those the world dismisses. But I want us to understand something. What the blessings are pronounced to the poor. Who are these poor people? Are we poor? And I want to say, yes, we are all wretched beggars looking for God's mercy. May God be the glory to God. We are all beggars. We are all poor in our hearts because we crave and we are hunger for justice and we hunger for the glory of God. Yes, we are hungry. Remember that there is a great cloud of witnesses, the communion of saints that stand with you, who cheer you on and promise to pick you up. And remember, you who are and to who you belong, begin an expression of the love of God and standing with the voices always worthy for those who are lost. And these are the words of blessing I hear Jesus so powerfully speak to all of the saints of God, even you, even me. Wherever you find yourself in a particular moment, Jesus says, you have my blessing. You have my love. You have my presence. I love you. You are my child. I am pleased with you. And when you feel like life has emptied you, remember this. God fills empty vessels. And when the world takes everything away, God gives himself. And he did through Jesus Christ on Calvary on the cross. The second thing that we hear in this text is the radical command. Something that I want to call living the kingdom life now. How do we do that as people who are expecting the kingdom to come? After proclaiming the ultimate future reversal, Jesus gives the powerful and practical challenge of how to live today in light of that future. This is the heart of what it means to be a follower of Christ. And Jesus says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Oh my God. Oh no. this is just too much. I struggle that a lot. I struggle. So do you. This is not easy. Do good to those who hate you. This is impossible. To you and me, this is impossible. But this is where the line is drawn as far as we as the children of God is concerned. This is a call to revolutionary radical love, sacrificial love. The heart of the sainthood is radical love. We today, we are called to do that. I am not saying it's easy. I am saying it's difficult, but we need to do it. That's what the gospel is telling us this morning. It is not an invitation to passivity. When they say, give another cheek when he beats another, that's not being passive. But that's a divine strength by doing that. And as we see, it is a command of active, assertive, and preemptive goodness that completely breaks the cycle of retaliation and revenge. And for me, if you attack me, be careful, I'll come for you. That's what we know. But as we see, Jesus is making a serious reversal that instead of attacking back, of revenging, just give another cheek. And I tell you, when the person sees that, when the person who is tormenting, says, I mean, this person is humble. He doesn't do anything. There is something, there is fire that is going to begin to burn in that person's heart. Why this person is not retaliating back? Jesus calls us not only to love those who love us, but to love those who curse us, to bless those who mistreat us, and to pray for those who wound us. That is not weakness. As I said, that is divine strength. It takes the Spirit of Christ to forgive when you have been wronged, to give when you have been taken advantage of, and to bless when you have been betrayed. My dear friends, the question is why? Why Jesus is giving us this difficult task? Because this is precisely how God has treated us. While we were enemies, Christ loved us. While we were sinners, God blesses us and gave everything for us. So when we choose to love our enemies, we are not just being nice, we are actively giving the existence of God's kingdom on earth. We become living proof that a world ruled by grace, not grievance, is possible. We are invited to be the hands and the hearts of the ultimate reversal right now. In a world of revenge, the saints choose reconciliation. In the world of division, the saints build bridges. In the world of hatred, the saints embody hope. My dear friends, this passage is a powerful call to action. It is a demand that we examine our lives, and we may want to ask ourselves, where is your blessing? Let me say this. Are you clinging to the temporal fullness of this world, or are you hungry for the eternal righteousness of God's kingdom? And the other question is, how do we respond to enmity? Do you return fire with fire, or do you become an agent of shocking grace? My dear siblings, this text shows us that God, who is passionately committed to justice and profound love, He promises an end to all suffering and calls us to begin living that end today. Let us be motivated to align our hunger with God's righteousness and inspired to demonstrate a love so radical, so countercultural, that it can only be explained by the presence of the Holy Spirit working through us. My dear friends, go out and be blessed. Go out and love unlovable. Give the world a glimpse of the great reversal. To God be the glory. Amen.